This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Juan Lopez, a coach from the Toronto Blue Jays, now in Lansing. What brings you here to the Lugnuts?
Well, basically, Doc Davis told me that he wanted me to come over here to work with Gustavo Pierre, a young Latin shortstop from the Dominican Republic. And that was my assignment to come here, basically, but he also told me to work with the rest of the infielders.
How are the infielders looking?
I tell you what, they look pretty good, especially I really like the kid, Nolan. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a guy that he's an older kid, 23 years old. That's not old, but for this level, I think he's a little bit older, and he showed me that he can handle all the three positions in the infield, and he knows how to play the game well.
What are the most important things for an infielder in being good defensively?
Well, to me, like I've been talking to Gustavo, like you gotta forget your at bats and be a guy that you want that guy to make the routine plays, because that's how you live or die every day. The great plays you make it maybe once a week, but if you don't handle the routine ground balls and routine outs, then I don't think you're gonna be a good infield.
Are you seeing Gustavo growing, improving?
Well, then let me tell you, I've been seeing Gustavo only like 3 games, so I don't know where he was before, okay? And to me, the biggest problem with Gustavo is like the kid is only 19 years old, you know, from the Dominican Republic, first year in this kind of weather at the beginning of the season, and the language barriers, I think it was another issue because, I mean, all the coaches we got here, they I don't think they speak the language. And their communication is very important with those kind of players, because if you don't communicate, that's an issue there for those kids. And being that young, I think he just think that he have to hit and forget about defense. And the one thing I told him that is like, you got to separate defense from offense.
Make sure that whatever you do at the plate, you don't take it out there with you to the field and still be thinking about it.
Yeah, exactly. And also I told Gustavo that you might strike out 4 times with the bases loaded, but then you go out on the field and you make the great saving play to save the game or win the game. That's what the fan is going to remember. So you can help out your ball club even if you don't do it offensively. You can do it defensively, and your teammates and the pitching staff, they're going to appreciate all the effort that you put on the field.
How good can Gustavo be when he's getting better? When, you know, a couple of years down the line, how good could he be?
Well, I see a lot of potential there with Gustavo. It's just a matter of time that he put it all together, like the hitting and concentrate more on the field defensively. He showed me that he got power. That's what I saw in batting practice. And I don't think he's a burner, but he's at least an average runner.
Makes sense. I'm here with Juan Lopez from the Toronto Blue Jays in town to work with the Lugnuts infielders. How did you get in contact with Doug? How did you first start working for the Blue Jays?
Well, I met Doug when he came over to the Mets organization. That was my previous organization that I worked with before I came over here. And his first year as a manager in the Mets organization, they took me with Doug to be his hitting coach and infield coach in the New York Penn League. And by the way, I had John Tamargo, his first year in pro ball as a player, and we won the championship. So the next year, Doug went to the South Atlantic League in Columbia, South Carolina, and I was his hitting coach and infield coach, and we won the title also there. So me and Doug, we came pretty good friends. And when I was out of a job, I got in contact with Doug, and he said, well, let me see what I can do for you. And finally, it was an opening, and he gave me the opportunity to come to this organization. And so far, 2 weeks that I've been working with the organization, I really enjoy it, and I like the organization real well. They had a bunch of real nice people and great organization.
I'm glad to hear it. And finally, you're from Puerto Rico. You've played a lot of baseball. You've seen a lot of baseball. Who are the best players you've ever seen?
Well, we no doubt that Roberto Clemente is the best player that is coming out of Puerto Rico and probably one of the best players ever that played the game in the big leagues.
Without a doubt.
No, no doubt.
Juan, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, no problem.
Toronto Blue Jays coach Juan Lopez. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This is Big Country 92.1.